But what does this mean, when he shall hand over the kingdom? The scripture recognizes two kingdoms of God, one by acquisition, the other by creation. So, he is king over all, both Greeks and Jews and devils and his adversaries, regarding his creation. But he is king of the faithful, willing and submissive, regarding his acquisition of them. This is the kingdom that is also said to have a beginning. For about this, he also says in the second psalm, "Ask of me, and I shall give you the nations as your inheritance." Regarding this also, he himself said to his disciples, "All authority has been given to me by my Father," attributing everything to him who begot him, not as if he were not adequate himself, but to indicate that he is a son and not without origin. This kingdom, then, he does hand over, that is, bring to a successful conclusion.